consultation taking place here this afternoon in the Key Largo Suite, have I got that right? A consultation on the council's good relations strategy. So the real work goes on day and daily. So that's an opportunity for those of you who are still here this afternoon, if you want to give a hand to the council in working up its strategy for the next period of time, you'll be very welcome indeed. I think if you make yourself known to Helena Kearney, that would be great. In terms of thanks, I want to start with Nuala, our chair of today. You've been great, Nuala, and I have to say you brought a lightness to this, a seriousness as well, but a lightness in what can be a very difficult subject sometimes. And I know that you're having a difficult time, and you mentioned that yourself earlier on today. I had the great pleasure, as you know, of knowing Mike Maloney. I went into the job that he left, the very first job he had in Voluntary Service Belfast. I took that job up when he finished. He was a very funny guy. He was also a very serious man, and I think anybody who worked with him knew that. Mostly everybody knew about the funny side. But he was also a serious guy, and he took the business of social change seriously. He did it in a light way, but he took it extremely seriously. And the art of the possible, which was what encapsulated everything to do with Mike. And I have to say, the same thing applies to you. I mentioned that to you before. You're another character who is well known for being funny and keeping us on the right side of sane in this place. Not always an easy thing to do. But you are also a serious person, seriously interested in social change, seriously interested in accentuating the positive and making a difference here. So I want to thank you for that, and you do that every day, but especially for today and what you've done here today. So thank you. I want to also thank Phil. He came here to reflect on, and the title was Interculturalism Across Europe, which can sound like a dry enough biscuit whenever you write it up on an agenda. It is a worrying moment. So we're so fascinated with ourselves, it can be difficult to imagine that we would care at all about anybody else. But what you had to say was really inspirational, really important stuff, very important for us to see our issues in our own context and to properly understand them, but also to see that we're part of a wider worldwide struggle, and you've helped us to see that today, and I thank you very much for that. I also want to thank Noreen, Peter, Una, Jim, Fionnuala and Alex for everything that they had to say. I need to give you an apology. I want to make a quote or tell you about a quote. I used it last week when we launched Community Relations Week here in this hotel, and I'd only come across it just a few days before. Some of the rest of you may know it very well. It's a quote from Gandhi, so I expect some of you will know it. But it was one that I had just come across. And it said something to me about our position here and now. So, I do not want my house to be walled in on all sides and my windows to be stifled. I want all the cultures of the lands to be blown about my house as freely as possible. But I refuse to be blown off my feet by any. I like that quote. I like that quote because for me it captures a little bit of what I think is going on here for us right now. Fear is stopping us moving forward. And fear of domination, or the desire to continue to dominate, is also stopping us moving forward, and we need to let go of that. And the thing that helps us to let go, in my view, is a sense of our common humanity. I don't personally mind whether that's under a class consciousness agenda. I don't mind if it's gathered up under interculturalism and a sense of common purpose. I do know that we are all human beings here and across the rest of the world. And until we get a grip of that very fundamental, simple fact, then we won't really solve an awful lot of what we've talked about here today. So that's at the heart of the matter, at least as far as I am concerned. Mayor Campbell, in his opening remarks, has noted that CR work goes on every week amongst ordinary people who are not part of the news headlines, and Phil Wood also emphasised that too. In our many different and changing identities, we are what will make the change in this place. That's a very important thing to remember, not always easy to remember when it feels like someone else is holding the reins, but we are the thing that makes the difference. That's a very empowering thing to keep in your mind's eye all of the time. Very important thing to remember. We face challenges here today. They weren't artificially fished up. They're real, they're out there. They're the work of our job, day and daily. Remembering all the time that just because you're not winning today doesn't mean that you won't win in the end. And that's a very important thing to remember in a long, long struggle. And this has been a long struggle. Identity is a great place to start, but a terrible place to finish. Phil said that, I think, in his opening remarks. So I'm just going to close with asking us to privilege the positive. I'm going to ask us to say that we are the movement that will make the change in this place. And I thank all of you for being part of that movement and for being here today. I also want to just, as very closing remark, say a word of thanks to Tony. He mentioned earlier on that he was leaving the council. He's actually not leaving until the end of this year, or at least unless there's something he hasn't told me. As far as I know, it's the end of the year. It is the end of a second term of office, so he can't stay with us even if he wanted to, and we would very much have liked to have held on to him, but we're bound by our own terms, if you like. So there will be an opportunity later in the year to say a better thanks to him, but because he's raised it today, I will take this opportunity to thank him on this occasion for helping with bringing forward the ideas for this particular conference. Thanks too to the other council members, Johnny and others, who were involved in planning today and making sure it would work. And last but not least, to our own staff, Dibna, Ray, who dealt with the PR associated with the event, Patricia, who, if you think she's been typing up her thesis, is actually dealing with all of the Twitter feeds and so on, so that those who can't be in the room with us here today are in the room with us in spirit. That's very important. We are part of a much, much bigger movement. Hold that in your head all day and every day. Thanks very much, everyone.